Good day, I'm John Sleggers. A new doctor in general practice in Lamar's has no previous connections to the city. Dr. Sean Sutphin is with the Floyd Valley Clinics. This is his first job after residency. Dr. Sutphin says Floyd Valley Healthcare allows him to carry on a general practice.
Yes, the variety is really the spice of this particular aspect of medicine, which is nice. It's just nice not to see the same thing every day. And every time you walk into a room, it's always a new puzzle to figure out sometimes. So it's always good.
In time, he might explore some specialties within his current practice.
Family medicine's where it's at for me. I have no desire to really specialize anymore. There, within family medicine, you can specialize in a couple of different areas. For example, sports medicine would be something, maybe a year in more osteopathic manipulative training. You can train more in obstetrics if you want to. For right now, I don't really have too much desire to do any of that. There might be some continuing medical education, one of which is pretty close by in Omaha that I might be interested in, but we'll see.
Dr. Sutphin began work in Floyd Valley Clinic on December the 11th. He's a Massachusetts native and was raised and schooled in Virginia. In his spare time, he enjoys the outdoors and is looking into activities including hiking and biking. His biggest surprise so far is that the Iowa winter he is bracing for has not yet arrived. The holiday season will wrap up at the Plymouth County Historical Museum with the Father Paul Isley Memorial Epiphany Concert at 2 p.m. Friday, January 5, in the museum's study hall. Due to the unexpected death of Father Isley on April 24th, the Galen Catholic High School Choir is stepping in to sing at the concert. The beloved priest had presented 6 Epiphany concerts at the museum starting in 2017. Tara Falcona, who worked closely with Father Isley in the Galen Vocal Music Department, will direct the choir. Approximately 70 fifth and sixth graders from Galen will attend with their teachers. The public also is welcome to listen to the choir and see the nativities as the season closes. Included in the afternoon's program is the display room on the east side of the study hall where Father Isley's nativities are found. The priest gave the museum a collection of 80 nativities from around the world in 2016. Also, the Floyd Valley Model Railroad Club in the museum's basement will be open. No admission will be charged at the museum, although free will offerings are welcome. A Northwest Iowa professor has been awarded a grant to study the mental health of Ukrainian refugees. Dr. Rachel Wittern is an assistant professor of psychology at Northwestern College in Orange City. She will spend the next year collecting data on the mental health state of Ukrainian refugees living in the United States. Wittern holds a free biweekly therapy group open to the more than 100 Ukrainian refugees living in Sioux County. She says there's no baseline data available for Ukrainian refugees in the United States. Wittern and her research team will develop an online survey with mental health screening and quality of life measures that have been translated into Ukrainian. They will then assess potential factors related to mental health outcomes, such as demographics, feelings of loss and guilt, and spirituality, religiosity. These will give psychologists a greater understanding of refugees' needs and allow for more specialized treatment. A $3,000 early career global psychology grant from the American Psychological Association will help fund the study. The Iowa chapter of the American Red Cross is wrapping up 2023, much as it always does, with a critical need for blood donors as supplies are dangerously low during the holidays. Agency spokeswoman Sue Thasinga says she's hoping the blood shortage in the new year makes people stop and think about what they can do to help year-round. She says you can safely donate blood every 56 days, but a lot of times donors donate once or twice during a year. Thasinga says if they donated more regularly and more often, they would probably help them avoid shortage situations. To find a place to donate, visit redcrossblood.org. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.